All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, earlier this week, Wally Backman made it known that he will not be returning to the New York Mets organization in 2017. Now, Backman has been a manager in the Mets organization since 2009. He was with the St. Lucie Mets from 2009 to 2011, then the Binghamton Mets from 2011 to 2012, the Buffalo Bisons from 2012 to 2013, and now the Las Vegas 51s. And he's been a big part of a lot of the success that the Mets have had recently at the major league level. I mean, you go back and you look at the Mets National League pennant winning team from 2015, and a lot of those guys, being that they were homegrown, came through Backman in the organization. And I mean, you take your pick: Matt Harvey, Noah Syndergaard, Steven Matz, Juan Lagares, Travis d'Arnaud. All of these guys came through the system under Wally Backman. And this was a guy, I mean, he was a very scrappy player during his 14-year MLB career. Of course, he was a member of the 1986 World Series champion New York Mets. And you look at it, and of course, you go back to the incident when he was about to be named the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks back in 2004. And then the D-backs pulled that offer off the table once he, once he had a DUI issue and the domestic violence. And Backman really, you know, he cut his teeth. He really did for a long time within the independent leagues, and then he finally got a crack with the Mets. But you look at this guy, and he can coach, and he can motivate players, and he can make them better than what they are. And, you know, for the longest time, you look at Backman, and you always wondered, was he going to get the opportunity to manage the Mets? And Sandy Alderson, the Mets general manager, has stood by manager Terry Collins. And, you know, of course, after the Mets made the World Series last year, it was not going to be a situation where the Mets obviously rocked the boat, as Terry is still their guy. But you look at it, I don't see Wally Backman as a Sandy Alderson guy, because you look at the mentality and it's a little bit different. And you figure he gets along with Terry Collins, and in my opinion, it's a situation where Sandy Alderson can control Terry Collins more than I think he would be able to control Wally Backman. Backman has a fiery attitude. He has a fiery mentality. I mean, you can go on YouTube and you can see some of his infamous clubhouse rants when he was an independent league manager. But it's the bottom line is he would go out there and motivate the guys. And I really feel that the Mets never gave Backman a promotion, whether it be a bench coach, first base coach, third base coach, you name it, due to the fact that it would kind of heat things up around Terry Collins, because you know that the New York media would take that story and run with it and say, well, if Backman is on the big club, obviously he's there to kind of push Terry out the door. And I don't think that the Mets front office really wanted to go out there and disrespect Terry Collins. But at the same time, Wally Backman is definitely MLB managerial material. And he felt like the Mets were disrespecting him. And, I mean, you can't blame him. I mean, if he feels like the time is now to move on and he's not going to get his opportunity, well, you know what? Then so be it. Because you look around Major League Baseball and there are going to be some managerial openings coming up heading into the 2017 MLB season. You look at the Minnesota Twins. Is it a guarantee that Paul Molitor is going to be back? This is a club that is well on their way to losing 100 games. So, I mean, that's one team right off the bat that comes into mind. You look at the Milwaukee Brewers. They are another team. They're young and hungry, and I think Backman could really fit in with that club as well. So, I mean, it's one of those situations. It was tough. You look at Fred Wilpon, the Mets owner. Obviously, you know, he wants to go out there and do what he feels is best for his club. But at the same time, I really think the Mets are going to regret the day that they allowed Wally Backman to walk out of the door, because, again, he had such a big impact on a lot of the team's young talent. And I think it's going to hurt, because you look at Terry Collins. Collins is one of the older managers in Major League Baseball. And it's time, you know, at some point sooner rather than later within the next few years, TC is going to be a guy that's going to walk away from the game. And, you know, a guy like Backman could be just what the Mets need to get them over the hump. Not to say that Collins doesn't have the potential to lead this team to a championship, because he was able to get them to the World Series last October. But again, the Mets are going to rue the day that they allowed Wally Backman to walk out of the door. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones. And after a successful season down at Coney Island at MCU Park this summer, you can be right back there starting in June of 2017 as the Cyclones will kick off another campaign. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 2 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.